Homemade chalk to the kitty.
And stumble to the kitchen. Good morning. Welcome to WMFO. This is Anything and Everything. I am DJ Rizzle King. Welcome to our second week of the semester. It's 9 o'clock. We have some wonderful trainees with you. But for now, this is Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
You got my attention. You give me that stuff, and it's such a blessing. You and I get the light, alone in this heaven. Oh, baby, oh, baby. Say you will, say you might. If this is wrong, then nothing's right. Oh, baby, oh, baby. See yourself like I do. Oh, tonight looks good on you. We don't have to act so serious. Be like nobody's watching, only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. More than I choose to. I'm falling in love, huh? And love I ain't used to. You give me that stuff, no, I can't refuse you. You and I in the light, it's alright, yeah. Oh, baby, say you will, say you might. If this is wrong, then nothing's right. Oh, baby, it's alright. Oh, baby, see yourself like I do. Oh, tonight looks good on you. We don't have to act so seriously. Like nobody's watching, only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be. Come on.
the light. Nobody's watching, only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be that how much I want.
Lucy Liu, yeah. With my girl Drew, uh-huh. Yeah. Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on,
come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own carnal and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing, I buy. The house I live in, I buy. The car I'm driving.
How I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
clothes I'm wearing,
I
buy. The rocks I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing.
feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love,
I slither here from Eden just forget about it.
Welcome back. We do have two trainees with us today. That was very loud in my headphones for a brief moment. Don't know about you two. So why don't you introduce yourselves? So who wants to start?
Hi, I'm Ella.
And I'm Abigail.
Hi, Abigail, what mic number are you on quickly?
Mic number four.
Mic number four is not working, unfortunately. Why don't you scoot over there? So this is a good opportunity to show you exactly how troubleshooting in WMFO works. It means try something else, and if that doesn't work, panic. Panic so hard. How's that now?
That's good.
There we go. So we have Elle and we have Abigail. Abigail, want to introduce yourself?
yeah, I'm Abigail. I'm a senior at Tufts, and it's always been on my bucket list to try WMFO.
Well, you are here now. Welcome. We're glad you've made it. So I'm going to throw you in the deep end. Here on Anything and Everything, we have segments. Segments can include a hot take on something. That was our 9:15 segment, but I decided to go easy on you two this week. 9:30, however, even though it is now 9:31, is a segment called That About Sums It Up, where you have something from your week that just... that epitomizes what your week was. It can be good, it can be bad, it can be in between. Just something that happened to you that just sums up your week. So I can start. As you two can tell, but the populace at home cannot, I am in a full EMT uniform right now, and that is because I got woken up at 5 o'clock this morning by a nice loud tone and radio communication telling me that I had a call. And I was fully not prepared for that. Fully was still asleep and am very much tired right now. However, it was good. It was a good call. Did some good, I think. Was pretty low acuity. We can hear a siren going right now. Maybe that's some of my colleagues. Oh, wow, they're going. That unfortunately happens sometimes. So who has an event that just about sums up their week? Who wants to go first?
Well, I had a class on last Wednesday, and it was just going to be talking about some essays, but then we ended up that the teacher knows how to do bookbinding. And so the entire class, instead of talking about the essay, we instead learned how to bind books together. And then it was, she had tea and cookies for us and kind of just had the most rockin' Wednesday ever. So it was a pretty epitomizing of a good week. That was great.
That sounds way better than any of my classes.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds, it was so
awesome. Nice. Abigail, what about sums it up for you?
What about sums it up for me is I am a senior and I still need a natural science credit. So I tried to take physics because I'm dumb. And yesterday I dropped it.
Physics one?
Yes.
What is your major?
Not anything that
not
should be
STEM.
Taking physics one. But I'm feeling good about it, so yeah.
But you still need a nat sci.
Yes, that I'm not feeling good about, but next semester.
You know what, deal with it later. Let's deal with that later on. All right, well, we're going to move on with some music, keep doing some training off the air. And next, we have Growing Pains by Alessia Carr.
You're on your own, kid.
You are.
Make my way through the motions. I try to ignore it, but home's looking farther the closer I get. Don't know why I can't see the end. Is it over yet? A short leash and a short fuse don't match. They tell me it ain't that bad. Now don't you overreact. So I just hold my breath. Don't know why I can't see the sun when young should be fun. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Keeping me up at night. Stress of the mess that I've made. Don't know if I even care for grown, if it's just alone. Yeah. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Every happy phrase engraved in my mind. I've always been a go-getter. There's truth in every word I write. But still the growing pains, growing keeping me up at night. Know it all, can't take her own advice. Can't find pieces of my peace of mind. I cry more than I want to admit, but I can't lie to myself, to anyone. Cause phoning it in isn't any fun. Can't run back to my youth the way I want to. The days my brother was quicker to fool. AM radio, not much to do. Use monsters as an excuse to lie awake. Now the monsters are the ones that I have to face. No band-aids for the growing pains. No band-aids for the growing pains.
Now it seems to me that you know just what to say. But words are only words. Can you show me something else? Can you swear to me that you'll always be this way? Show me how you feel more than ever, baby. But I don't wanna be lonely no more.
it's hard for me when my heart's still on the mend. Open up to me like you do your girlfriends. And you sing to me and it's harmony. Girl, what you do to me is everything. Let me say anything just to get you back again. Why can't we just try? Pay for this. I don't want another lover at my door. It's just another heartache on my list. I don't want to be angry no more. You know I can never stand for this. So when you tell me that you love me, no, for sure. If I could hold you till I feel you move outside of me, and what if it was paradise? And what if we were symphonies? What if I gave all my life to find some way to stand beside you? I don't wanna be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this. I don't wanna know the lover at my door. It's just another heartache on my list. Never stand for this. So when you tell me that you love me, no, for sure. I don't wanna be lonely anymore.
Say my name. thou shalt know she can't love you.
And it is 9:45 here on WMFO Medford. And since this is Anything and Everything, and it is clearly the worst show on the air, we have another stupid segment for you. It is 9:45, so that means it is time for Sweatpants or Real Pants. For our trainees who are not familiar with this particular game, you say whether or not you are wearing sweatpants or real pants being not sweatpants, or if you're wearing shorts, if they're like, it's basically, did you put effort into your appearance this morning? If you're wearing a skirt, I would classify that as real pants. If you're wearing yoga pants, those are sweatpants. Mm. Everybody see the corollaries?
Oh, yeah.
Get where we're at? Mm-hmm. I will start, mostly because mine is weird. I am wearing neither sweatpants nor real pants. I'm wearing tactical EMS pants, which don't really count. And what did that say? And you have to tell us what that says about your day. And what that says about my day is I just got off a 14-hour shift and I'm quite tired. And that is my sweatpants or real pants for this week, October 1st. It's October. I hate that. Whoa, I really don't like that.
It is October.
Yeah. Whoa.
Who wants to go first?
Oh my gosh. here we go. I would say I put effort into the day, so wearing a dress, so I'd say it's kind of real pants.
Okay, I would classify that as real pants. Okay. Absolutely, yeah. That's real pants.
Perfect. So I'd say about the day, I'm excited for the day. So
even though
that's
it's
what it was
disgusting
feeling.
Out.
That's the truth. But keeping it on the positive here with the outfit choice.
That's good.
Nice.
Wow.
Abigail?
I'm wearing real pants because I'm wearing jeans.
Okay, jeans are the first real pant.
They're the original real pant. Although I would say that I literally woke up like 10 minutes before this and
naturally.
Just threw them on, so you know.
So it could have very easily been sweatpants.
Yeah, on the scale of sweatpant to real pant, they're a light real
they're
pant.
They're a light. That's how I would. They're not khakis, but they're not like jeggings.
Yeah, exactly.
Are jeggings pants?
What are jeggings?
They're just leggings that have jegging design, that have jean designs on them.
Oh. I think those are sweatpants, but also they can look like real pants. So it's like kind of the
best they're not,
of the world.
But they're not real pants. I don't know. That breaks my noggin, if you will. We're going to get back to the music in just a second here. But for now, let's get a nice PSA going.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
So I will say, from personal experience as an EMT, that is a real problem, but what is that PSA? It sounds like a horror movie. Hang on, let's just listen to the beginning of it again.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds like a horror movie trailer. And that's not the message I think we necessarily want to be sending about ladders. Throwing that out there. Anyway, let's get to something slightly less weird. This is Blame It on the Boogie by The Jacksons.
I I'm tired of looking around, rules on and what I gotta do, or who I am. God, what have I done?